Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
2028, perhaps 2029 is when we're going to see the SKA, the Square Kilometer Array, fully operational, and it will become the world's most powerful radio telescope. The bulk of it is right here in South Africa, in the Northern Cape, in a little town called Carnarvon. Professor Ed Elson is an astrophysicist based at the University of the Western Cape. Joins me on the line now. Ed, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thanks for having me.
We don't celebrate enough the incredible scientific achievement that is unfolding right within our borders, hey? I mean, it's not only South Africa, it should be noted. Australia has a little bit of it, and neighboring African countries have some of it. But the epicenter of it is right here in South Africa.
Yes, that's true. It's going to be built in two main parts, and the so-called mid-frequency component of it will be right here in the Karoo. And it's going to be a big, big deal. It's going to consist of about 250 dishes. And, you know, currently the biggest radio telescope we have is something like Meerkat, actually, which is about 64 dishes. So it's going to be, you know, orders of magnitude better in terms of sensitivity and its overall capabilities. And, of course, South Africans are going to have direct access to it, which will be great.
What is the purpose of it? Why invest all this time, all this money? Why have professors such as yourself flocking from all over the world coming to South Africa to come and do the research that they need to do?
Well, scientifically, it's very important research. It allows us to tackle some of the biggest unsolved questions in astronomy, questions related to everything from Einstein's theory of gravity to the ways that galaxies form, you know, and even tackling questions like, are we alone in the universe? Telescopes such as the SKA can allow us to address those questions, but more fundamentally, perhaps, it really is a unique opportunity for South Africans in particular to become involved with world-class science. And already we've seen that with the SKA precursor that we have, which is Meerkat. We already have young students who are working on Meerkat projects, and they launch into international careers after having done so. So it's really important for our country, I would say, to promote interest in science and technology.
In one of the projects, Meerkat was used to observe the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way. What did we see?
We saw a whole lot that we didn't know was there. So Meerkat produced by far the most detailed and sensitive views of the center of our Milky Way. We stared in the region pretty much directly towards a supermassive black hole. And all sorts of features were found, so-called tendrils of high energy emission, very strange arcs of high energy emission. And these were things that are being seen for the first time. So still, people are trying to figure out exactly what they might be and what they mean physically.
And it is the black hole because the gravity there is so intense that not even light can escape it.
Yes, that's true. But Meerkat mapped out a sort of much larger region centered on that black hole. So we were, you know, surrounding the black hole is a lot of energetic material. And that's the sort of stuff that Meerkat was able to so effectively image.
Yeah. I did make reference that we have academics and researchers traveling from all over the world. That is true. Hey, I mean, we've had so many university professors and students, postgraduate students coming from all corners of the continent, of the planet, to come and do research here.
That's completely true. So in the 5 years that Meerkat has been operational, what has happened is that South Africa has become a hub for top-class international radio astronomy. And, you know, whereas maybe 10 or 15 years ago, we would have had to get experts from elsewhere coming in to help us with some of the stuff we wanted to do, we now have the experts that are going around the world to promote the work that they're doing, especially with Meerkat.
Yeah. I did say that the Square Kilometer Array will be fully realized, possibly in 2028, also possibly in 2029. What needs to happen next, Ed?
There's probably there's a lot that has to happen. It's, you know, the SKA is run and managed by an international consortium of countries, about more than 10 countries. So there's a lot of politics and bureaucracy that goes into it. But we are finally getting to the stage now where you know, dish designs, for example, that have been thought through for years now are being tested, and basically all that infrastructure will have to be developed over the next few years so that it can hopefully be operational within about 5 years. But the planning has been happening for decades already.
And does South Africa benefit, as in do we get to build some of those dishes here, for example, even though they might be designed from outside the borders of this country?
Yeah, certainly. And that has been the case, for example, so far with Meerkat. All of those dishes were built here, you know, managed by local people and companies, and all that expertise is what we benefit from.
Yeah, I've had the occasion of actually traveling to Carnarvon in the Northern Cape to go and see it. It is a visual splendor, if nothing else. It's quite a bit of distance to get there, but it is absolutely worth it. And I hope people get excited about the scientific potential, actually, as far as discovery is concerned, and the fact that it's in the main here in South Africa. Thank you very much for reminding us of this incredible achievement by this country over the last 30 years.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Professor Ed Elson is an astrophysicist based at the University of the Western Cape. He's an associate professor of astronomy at that university. And truly, if you have not been to Carnarvon to go and see this, and you are, you know, have occasion to be in the Northern Cape, it is absolutely worth it. It truly, truly is. They chose Carnarvon because of the absence of distractions, if you like, bright lights and microwaves and all that kind of thing. It is absolutely completely dark there. And the connectivity, the Wi-Fi, is second to none in Carnarvon. I will say that much, because of the strength of these radio telescopes that they have developed there.